Welcome back, folks, to another episode of Adrian and Anthony's Musical Adventures. This time, I'm really, really excited because Anthony has put together a great set for us. Celtic music, one of my favorites. What are we going to listen to, Anthony?
Well, Celtic and pub tunes, Adrian, because I am originally from the East Coast, so we're going to have lots of East Coast artists in here, lots of great Celtic. So, you know, really excited about this, too. I think what we'll do is just get started, keep the talk short. And we'll start off with one of my very favorite bands, the Pogues.
Excuse me, I'm not.
And we're back. That was Signal Hill's version of Home for a Rest.
You know, Anthony keeps telling me that Signal Hill was coming to town, and I kept misunderstanding. I kept hearing Single Hill, and I was like, we're going to see Single Hill? Who's that? It's like, you know, Single Hill. You know, I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know this band. I got to look them up. That was relatively interesting until we got that straightened out.
So about every 2 months, you can count on these guys coming around the Crazy Horse out in Kanata. If you have the opportunity, please go check them out. Coming up next, we have The Night Pat Murphy Died by Great Big Sea.
Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't got sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. O'Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for to play. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. As Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, Kelly and his gang came tearing down the street. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. They put the bottle with the corpse to keep that whiskey cold. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. About 2 o'clock in the morning, after emptying the jug, Doyle rose up the icebox lid to see poor Patty's mug. He stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. And at a quarter after two, we argued it was nine. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed our honor and our pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. On George Street outside some dance saloon. They all went in at 8:30 and staggered out at noon. They went up to the graveyard, so holy and sublime. Found out when they got there, they left the corpse behind. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. Oh, Larry came to bagpipes, some music for the play. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place is full the night Pat Murphy died. Well, every drink in the place is full the night Pat Murphy died.
All right, The Night Pat Murphy Died by Great Big Sea. One of those folk songs that nobody really knows who wrote it, but we all know where it came from. Newfoundland.
That's really a great tune. You know, I used to party a little bit back in the day, and I don't really anymore, but, you know, definitely a type of song that I would have enjoyed, you know, with a pie in my head and maybe a whiskey chaser, you know?
Oh, my gosh. I spent so many hours at the lower deck on those benches listening to this song be played by every pub band that comes through while drinking Olin's Export Ale on tap. This one totally brings back memories for me.
Yeah, the lower deck, the Halifax home of Newfoundland music.
Exactly, exactly. If you get the opportunity, make sure you check it out. It's always a great time. Anyway, that wraps up set one. We'll be back with set two right after this.